There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to do health news in this segment, and then we will go live with Adele Weiss in this next hour. He has something to say regarding IRS that I think you need to know, and that's why we've got him on the show today. Let me get back to the issue of at hand regarding open college courses, open to everyone, free. I kid you not. Got to be some kind of catch somewhere. Anyway, Investment Watch blog is reporting that with the advent of the internet came a revolution in information becoming available to the average person. Well, MIT University took it one step further when they began a program called Open Courseware, which allowed anyone to download full course materials for virtually all classes for free. But the new MITx interactive online learning platform will go even further, giving students access to online laboratories, self-assessments, and student-to-student discussions. This is not, like this, this is not MIT Lite. This is not an easier version of MIT, said Provost Raphael Reif. An MITx learner, anywhere they are, for them to earn a credential, they have to demonstrate mastery of the subject, just like an MIT student does. So there you got it. Investment Watch, get the email blast or go to the Power Hour News section if you want to find out more about open college courses. I like that. That's some good news. Light turmeric extract treats psoriasis effectively. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe turmeric hasn't been pulled off the market already by this story. Oral turmeric extract, curcumin, in combination with light therapy, produces remarkable healing results in patients with adverse to moderate psoriasis. Now, the study has concluded the results suggested that moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you heard that on TV, haven't you, should show a therapeutic response to orally administered curcuma if activated with visible light phototherapy, which is near-infrared sauna. A new therapeutic method that would be safer for patients than existing treatments. Boy, have you looked at those drugs that they're giving people for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis? It's horrible. Causes cancer, causes this, causes that. But oh well, it gets rid of my skin condition, they say. EU is going to ban triclosan, while the EPA and the FDA say, oh, it's fine with us. Beyond Pesticides reports the agency responsible to chemical oversight in the European Union announced today that the antibacterial pesticide triclosan is toxic and bioaccumulative and will be phased out for hygienic purposes. According to European Chemical Agency, there's no safe use that could be demonstrated in the proposed use of triclosan. Ladies and gentlemen, triclosan in the U.S. is an antimicrobial pesticide used in cosmetics, personal care products, treated plastics, and textiles. Linked to hormone disrupting effects, bacterial and antibiotic resistance, cancer, and impacts on aquatic organisms. Otherwise, it's okay. So Europe is going to ban triclosan, but U.S. says, bring it here. Sick. This is a sick story about intolerable levels of Monsanto's glyphosate found in breast milk. The weed killer traces in breast milk were found to be between 0.210 and 0.432 nanograms per milliliter. Drinking water is allowed to have no more than 0.1 nanograms of glyphosate. And they tested 16 women from different regions in Germany, and they found the traces, big traces, in breast milk. And Monsanto was one of six companies yesterday that ended in the green in the S&P. Everybody else was down, but oh well, Monsanto did well. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break. Adele Weiss will be joining us. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We're going to be talking to Adele Weiss today. He lives in Europe, and you probably don't wonder why after you hear what he has to say. I have to tell you that he has a tremendous amount of knowledge regarding the IRS, and he is willing to share it. He wants people to understand. He wants to teach. And that we respect so much here at the Power Hour, because it's all about sharing. Weiss & Associates was established by Adele Weiss, who has done extensive research in the field of federal income tax taxation for over 25 years. Combined his analysis into workable solutions for clients. He has a master's degree in constitutional tax law. After undergraduate school, he started working in the private sector, later realized the need for deeper knowledge in the field of income tax, federal income taxation. The educational process has been, of course, an ongoing one, as there are thousands and thousands and thousands of pages in the IRS code. Anyway, he provides services to clients receiving the IRS enforcement actions of notice of deficiency, notice of federal tax lien, and notice of intent to levy. So glad to have him joining us today. Weiss Paris, W-E-I-S-S, Paris, .com is his website. Thank you so much, Adele Weiss, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Joyce. It's very good to be with you, and Good afternoon from France.
Yo, thank you so much for joining us today. Do you live in France because of the subject that you are addressing, or do you live in France because it is your choice?
It is primarily my choice, and we've been in Europe for about 17 years. We've traveled a great deal over here, and we settled in Paris for a period of time, and we look like we're going to do a relocation here soon. But, again, it's just the fact that I have an interest in traveling and doing other things. But as a secondary thing, there's probably some benefit by not being in the geographic jurisdiction of the Constitutional Republic anymore, at least for me.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are making that decision. An awful lot of people are making that decision. Let me ask you, the recent events in Greece, does that, what do you see, being the fact that you're in Europe now, what's the talk like there with respect to Greece's future?
Well, it looks like Greece has basically thrown in the towel. And the EU right now is trying to keep them inside their loop. I don't know how this is going to all shake out, but I do know that Greece and the people of Greece are having a great difficulty accessing their funds. There's banking closures or limited access to funds, like 60 euros a day. And those are real problematic issues for the Greek people. And with a heavy debt load, the Keynesian economic structure that exists throughout Europe and certainly in the United States as well is not the benefit for the people that, you know, John Maynard Keynes was actually trying to accomplish. Unfortunately, it's going the wrong way. A gold-backed currency is the most secure.
Now, let me just give the disclaimer here of what Weiss and Associates are not. You're not anti-government in any sense of the expression. You're not part of any patriot movement. You are not current members of the American Bar Association. You do not dispense legal advice. You do not interfere with those who are lawful U.S. taxpayers. And your services are not provided for federal employees, federal officers, elected federal officials of the national government, et cetera, including those who are statutory U.S. citizens. So I want to get into what you are. That's what you are not. Let's talk about what you are.
Okay, fine. We function mainly in providing information and services to select American nationals. I should probably define the term American national before we go any further. American nationals are equivalent to those that are expressed in the Constitution as constitutional U.S. citizens, semantics being what they are, and the government having their own definition for the same term, U.S. citizen, creates a tremendous amount of confusion. So we came up with the term American national, and it basically, again, means those who were born in any of the 50 states of the Union, those who were naturalized there in that constitutional republic, and those who have parents of which, maybe if they were born in a foreign country, one of their parents was at least born in the 50 states of the Union as well. So we're talking about the geographic map of the 50 states of the Union primarily in our discussion, and by reference to American national, that's what we're talking about. The federal definition for U.S. citizen is far different, and hopefully we'll have time to go into that today.
Okay. I think we need to define the terms we're going to be using here, because you say there's two things that are very important. One of them is jurisdiction, and the other one is apportionment. But before we go into all of these issues, let's not take for granted that people understand, for instance, jurisdiction, what that means, because you say that's one of the critical elements. But let's start with a base of all of this information so that our listeners can follow this and we can build on it each time you're on the program. Let's start out with the basis of the IRS. You say that they are a constitutional organization. Is that correct?
No, I would phrase it a little bit different, Joyce, only from the context that the income tax created by the 16th Amendment is not unconstitutional the way it was created. Now, if you read the 16th Amendment, and I'll just quote it quickly, the Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states, meaning the 50 states of the Union, and without regard to census or enumeration. Now, if you go back and look at the Supreme Court decision, Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust, 157 U.S., 429 back in 1895, of all things, you can see very clearly that the Supreme Court declared that any attempt by the national government to impose an income tax, a direct tax, upon the American people would be an unconstitutional act if they omitted the rule of apportionment. And that's exactly what the Constitution shows in the 16th Amendment. And
okay, let's define the rule of apportionment.
Well, basically, it's looking at the census, if you will, and it takes, for example, if you want to have a tax, they're saying, let's just take the highway system. Let's pretend for a moment that there is no interstate highway system. And the government came up with this great idea, we're going to create an interstate highway system. Well, it's a one-time tax, number one, as a direct tax. Number two is that you have to look at all the states of the union, look at their population density, and then apportion or prorate it based on that population. Obviously, Wyoming could not carry the burden that California carries because of population differences. So they prorate it based on the census and enumeration, and they apportion out the bill, that one-time tax, to each state based on their population. And this allows the government to use the form of taxation called a direct tax under this rule of apportionment to create revenue to pay this bill. Once the bill is paid, that's it. They can't come back and double dip. Now, most businesses operate with renewing sources of income or revenue. And that's the same thing with the federal corporation, the national government. They need ongoing sources of revenue. And they have a lot of revenue from a lot of different sources that were created under the Constitution for them to function. So basically, when they avoided the rule of apportionment, they are facing the issue that they have now, with the 16th Amendment, identified only one jurisdiction in which that is applicable. Because the Supreme Court in 1895, again, in the Pollock case, basically said you can't do it toward the states of the union without the rule of apportionment.
Okay, right? Let's also define jurisdiction again for the people then.
Okay, well, jurisdiction is a legal term. You'd have to look at Black's Law Dictionary to get specific, but it discusses the issues that's related to the authority of the court or the government to have the application of their laws within a certain geographical area. For example, in France, you know that there's a little small appendage, if you will, called Monaco, and many people think of the two, in some cases, maybe as the same because geographically they look like they're juxtaposed to each other, which they are. But the problem is that Monaco is a foreign jurisdiction. It's a separate one from the nation of France, and they have their own laws, their own structure, and how they conduct their livelihood and activities in their domain. And each country has that right to do just that. And so this is the aspect of jurisdiction that you need to look at. We have a YouTube video, by the way, on our resource center that goes into greater detail than what I can go into in this short commentary. But jurisdiction basically is a limiter. It says your laws and your authority extends within this little boundary, and outside that is questionable unless somebody cedes you additional territory or agrees to take the burden on.
I like that, a limiter. I've never heard that described that way. That's very good, that jurisdiction is a limiter. So now, when we talk in terms of jurisdiction, who comes under the jurisdiction of the IRS?
Well, first of all, U.S. taxpayers. And you've already alluded to some of them. Federal employees, federal officers, elected officials of both the national government and the District of Columbia. If you come into the United States, meaning the geographical constitutional republic or the District of Columbia, or if you even go into any of the U.S. territories like the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and so forth, those foreigners from other nations, whether it be Argentina, Brazil, or wherever, as they come in, they are U.S. taxpayers because they're enjoying the benefits of living in a foreign jurisdiction. Now, the other type of taxpayer, again, are statutory U.S. persons. And this is where you'll find the term U.S. citizen. This is the one ambiguous and confusing term that needs to be brought out today, hopefully. And you will see that there's a stark difference between those who were constitutional U.S. citizens, in the sense, which we call American nationals, versus what you will find in the American Journal of Jurisprudence.
Okay, we'll be back after this four-minute break with Adele Weiss, weissparis.com. Real easy to remember that. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. We're talking income tax with Adele Weiss. And Adele Weiss, Weiss Associates, Weiss Paris, W-E-I-S-S, Paris.com is the website. And there's a really, really nice resource section there that you can take advantage of. I just don't want to get ahead of where we are on the subject of citizens' jurisdiction, and because apportionment is such a big issue here, but let's talk about the different types of citizens so people can figure out where they fit in the definition of citizen, if you would, please, Adele.
Certainly. Thank you. Joyce, the first one is the aspect of American nationals addressing the constitutional republic. And I think we've alluded to that already. Those born in the 50 states, those who were naturalized there, or by parents had birthed a child maybe in a foreign country, that child has both the foreign jurisdiction as a citizenship as well as the constitutional republic. So that's who we're talking about by American nationals. Now, many people use the term U.S. citizen as a generic catch-all for all of these. However, when you look at any federal form, they will address it slightly different. And that is a huge, huge issue. All right? So if you are able to go to our website, there is a reference point that you might want to look at. It's posted on 17 February 2014. And it deals with the American Journal of Jurisprudence. And this defines what the federal government says is a U.S. citizen, a statutory U.S. citizen. But I'm going to jump back just one step and illustrate what is published in 8 U.S.C. 1401A first. And it addresses citizens of the United States at birth. And I quote, a person born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So, first of all, the definition of what is United States. You have to think about this. You cannot allow yourself to make presumptions. And we have some information there that we'll go into because it's really referring only to the District of Columbia and subject to the jurisdiction. The perception is they're looking at the 50 states of the Union, and that is not what the government is saying. Now, as you get involved in this aspect of trying to understand what a the definition of the United States is, you can find it published at 26 U.S.C. 7408D, citizens and residents outside the United States. And without getting too verbose, it basically says any citizen or resident of what we call the District of Columbia, but they state it as United States, does not reside in and don't have their principal place of business there. And I'm paraphrasing it very quickly. They're saying such citizen or resident shall be taxed or treated, as they call it, for purposes of this section, as residing in the District of Columbia. So they're very clear that when they use United States, unless they specifically give you a different expression, which only you can find in the Internal Revenue Code related to petroleum products, and that does not cover the whole broad scope, so it's a very limited use of the 50 states. But in general, most of the, I'd say 99% of the literature that you read inside the Internal Revenue Code, the statutes and so forth, they're only talking about the District of Columbia. Now, I mentioned the AJUR, the American Journal of Jurisprudence, and we have it again published or posted at 17 February 2014 is when we posted it. And it states, and I quote, a person is born subject to the jurisdiction of the United States for purposes of acquiring citizenship at birth if, excuse me, if his or her birth occurs in a territory over which the United States is sovereign. Okay? They're talking about territorial jurisdiction, territorial sovereignty. If you look at the 10-mile square area called the District of Columbia, that's what the government is referring to. So if you're born in Washington, D.C., or at the end of the Spanish-American War in 1898, all these territories were acquired, such as Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and so forth. Cuba and the Philippines were granted independence. But those are the territories that they're calling states of the United States. So if they're addressing U.S. citizens in a statutory context, which is all they can do for the most part, then they're only talking about territorial citizens who are subject to the national government. They're under the dominion and control of the national government. And they operate as a monarchy, if you will. That's probably the best analogy from what we have experienced over here in Europe. And the key is to understand that jurisdiction is the foundation for understanding citizenship. And so their citizens are statutory in nature. They're not constitutional citizens, those in the 50 states of the Union. And they are only identified by their territorial birth in one of the, again, D.C. or the U.S. territories. So it's a far different animal, if you will, or term, I should say, that they use the same verbiage, U.S. citizen, but unless you define what you're talking about, it's very confusing.
All right, we'll be back after this three-minute break. Adele Weiss is our guest today. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, the Income Tax Podcast. The discussion will continue after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and teaching other people. I encourage you to purchase from the Power Mall. That's how we stay in business. And we believe that we have the best products there for you to choose from. I don't care whether it's Willard water, and so many people are using Willard water to increase their pH level. It's 12.3, and I'll tell you what, it works very, very well. So if you're still drinking coffee and tea, put a little bit of that in your coffee and tea, and it works wonders. The green stuff, we're getting it as fast as we can. The green stuff by Dr. Gary Null, which is a complete green food, and it is amazing. It is not heat treated, and you can get it at the Power Mall, along with Dr. Gary Null's book, cookbook, which is 3.5 pounds of color picture recipes. That is amazing. Also, the seed garden on how to save seeds, and boy, is that important now. Please take advantage of getting the seed garden. And remember, go to Power Hour Gold if you want to learn how to acquire gold in smaller amounts. PowerHourGold.com. We're talking to Adele Weiss today of Weiss and Associates. Weiss Paris.com, W-E-I-S-S, Paris.com. He's giving us a definition of various types of citizens. Go ahead, Adele, if you don't mind. Please continue.
Okay, thank you, Joyce. basically, we've talked about the two types, American nationals, those born in the territory, those born in the 50 states of the Union, and then those who were statutory U.S. citizens as created by the national government, and those were people that were born in D.C. or any of the U.S. territories. They don't have any protections under the Constitution, and they are true taxpayers. Those who were born in the Constitutional Republic, according to the 16th Amendment, the Supreme Court in the Pollock case, as well as the legislative intent of the 16th Amendment, show that American nationals have no liability for the federal income tax based on the fact that the government avoided in the 16th Amendment the rule of apportionment. Now, as far as citizens go, there is a letter that was provided to us by Michael L. White. He's retired now, but he was a federal attorney in the Office of the Federal Register. We posted it on 18 March 2013 in our resource center. And I'll just read his last statement. And I quote, "Our records indicate that the Internal Revenue Service has not incorporated by reference in the Federal Register a requirement to make an income tax return. Sincerely, Michael L. White, Attorney, Office of the Federal Register."
Okay, I want you to repeat that again. That's really important. Repeat that again.
Okay, the quote was, "Our records indicate that the Internal Revenue Service has not incorporated by reference in the Federal Register," and this is based on the Federal Register Act, "a requirement to make an income tax return. The Federal Register is basically a legal newspaper. Any implementing regulation that was passed by Congress that applies to the states of the Union, it is required under the Federal Register Act, 44 U.S.C. Chapter 15, to be promulgated or published in the Federal Register by volume, date, and page number, and it is not there." And Michael White signed this as a legal opinion letter. Again, it's posted in our resource center, 18 March 2013 is the post date. So you start seeing some real differences here between the types of citizens. One has a liability for the federal income tax they should and must pay, and we're not arguing that at all. It's just that the Constitution, the way it was designed, was to protect the American people from intrusions by the government. And again, we're pro-government. It's just that they need to respect the jurisdiction to which they can operate with their laws within. And if they do that, all is well. But the moment they start encroaching, we start finding documents to say they're not doing things correctly. And it's federal law that says that, not me. Okay, I'd like to continue, if we would, on maybe a slightly different subject. If you're interested, we could talk about the revocation of election, or we could continue talking about the legislative intent of the 16th Amendment.
Well, let's continue with the legislative intent of the 16th Amendment, and then I do, if it's possible, want to open up phone lines for just a few callers that are really educated in the subject. I don't want the 101 people that are just starting out. I want to hear from those who have studied the IRS code or are involved in IRS issues to be able to ask questions of our guest today, Adele Weiss. So I'd like to have three or four of you line up at 855-995-6923. Now, we're going to have Adele back on probably for 2 hours to be able to go over more of this information in depth, because we just don't have the time today. We're just trying to set the foundation. So before the callers start coming in, why don't you continue to set the foundation for what we need to understand on this subject?
Okay, well, we'll look at the legislative intent of the 16th Amendment. Every legislative body that convenes, they write an intent. In other words, what the law was designed to accomplish. Because legislative groups change. Some people retire. Some people pass away. Some people are not reelected or whatever. And so convening bodies after that need to go back to the legislative intent to see what the purpose of the law was. And I draw your attention to this publication that we have available. And you can acquire it, if you will, from your own senators and congressmen. But it's published in the Congressional Record of the United States Senate on pages 3344 to 3345. It was written by former President of the United States, William H. Taft, on June 16, 1909. And I'm going to give you three bullets real quick, and then we can open it up to questions if you like. All right. President Taft, at the time when he wrote this to Congress, he basically stated that the Pollock decision was held by the Supreme Court to be a direct tax and therefore not within the power of the federal government to impose unless apportioned among the several states according to population. That's why the 16th Amendment was written that way. The Supreme Court told the government you can't impose a direct income tax without the rule of apportionment. And that's what he was saying. The next bullet I want to draw your attention to, and it's in this document, the legislative intent of the 16th Amendment, was, and I quote, the decision of the Supreme Court in the income tax case is deprived the national government of a power by reason of previous decisions of the court it was generally supposed that government had. The last comment or bullet that I want to make on this is very foundational. It's very critical. And I quote, I therefore recommend to the Congress that both houses, by a two-thirds vote, shall propose an amendment to the Constitution conferring the power to levy an income tax upon the national government, not upon the American people in the Constitutional Republic. And he concluded this section with saying, without apportionment among the states, meaning the states of the Union, in proportion to population. So there you have it. The Supreme Court deprived the national government of a power to impose or levy a tax on them, on the American people. The Supreme Court decision deprived the national government completely of that power. And therefore, the 16th Amendment is basically directed toward one jurisdiction and one jurisdiction only, and that is the federal zone, the District of Columbia and U.S. territories. That's who the levy or the federal income tax was levied upon. So if you're a statutory U.S. citizen, you're a taxpayer. If you work for the national government, you're a taxpayer. If you derive income from property belonging to the national government, you're a taxpayer. If you're a resident alien, you're a taxpayer. But if you're a non-resident alien individual, which you just have to talk about this at a later time, means the American nationals in the Constitutional Republic. So non-resident alien individuals is a euphemism for American national. And we can go in and prove that point at a later show. But this is the short version of everything that we wanted to present to you. Okay. The structure is designed basically to confirm that the federal income tax is completely lawful within one jurisdiction. We have no argument with that. And that the laws, the federal documents, the Supreme Court, and the actual 16th Amendment clearly delineate the jurisdiction to which the federal income tax is only applicable toward.
Okay. Let me go to the callers real quickly here. Let's go to Jack in Texas. Jack, you're on the air with Adele Weiss. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Weiss. Are you aware of a gentleman named Ralph Winterode?
No, sir, I'm not. I apologize.
That's funny because I asked him that yesterday, and he said he did not know him. So we're on the right track. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Listening to you is just like listening to this gentleman named Ralph Winterode.
That's right.
You're both speaking right off the same sheet of music. He speaks in terms of the same American national, or maybe as American citizen. I'm going to get this wrong now. Anyway, he speaks in terms of being a citizen of the individual states, citizen of Texas, say, in my case.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, point being is that what you're saying is spot on to a lot of other research that's been done from other people that I've heard speak about this.
Okay. Jack, do you have a question for him other than that?
Well, you know my situation, Joyce. I just recently got out of federal prison. I went, did a 30-month stretch for 7201 tax evasion. Did everything possible. I initially signed up on a plea agreement because I didn't feel I had the resources to fight at that time, and then at the last minute tried to back out of the plea agreement but was not able to. Myself, along with Ralph, are trying to go back and undo some of this damage, but I'm just curious what input you might have as far as being able to go back against and questioning the original jurisdiction to start with.
Well, before you go to any court, the first thing you should do, which Joe Bannister unfortunately did not do, and I thank the man for the effort he's put into this, but he submitted to the jurisdiction of that court. Anytime you submit to that jurisdiction, they won. They've already won. Because if you don't know who you are, then they're not going to tell you. Okay? And this is why we've been dealing with the U.S. Tax Court in a number of years now for a large base of clients that we have. However, one foundation thing we will probably get into on the next show will be the revocation of election, how you can lawfully end participation in the U.S. Tax Club. We have it on our website, so you can read about it. You can look at our YouTube video in our resource center that we have it posted there. But I appreciate your comments. I don't know anything other than what I've just said about how to address issues in the past.
Thank you, Jack. Check out that website. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air with Adele Weiss. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just want to confirm everything he's saying. I am a non-citizen national. My children are non-citizen nationals. You can confirm that you can be and even have a passport as a non-citizen national. If you look at the U.S. passport application, it says U.S. passports are issued only to U.S. citizens or non-citizen nationals. The other thing is you do not have to have a Social Security number. If you have been issued a Social Security number, and if you have not been issued a Social Security number, enter zeros in box number 5 of this form. And I'm referring to the application for a U.S. passport. So what we need, folks, is courage. The Bible says, come out of her, my people. When I tell you to obey God, to keep your children in your home and keep your money in your pocket, this is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about rebelling. You can't rebel against illegitimate authority. He is absolutely right. God bless you. I'm going to be going to your site.
Thank you so much.
And passing this information on. So I still
good girl, Lauren.
Everything you're doing.
Thank you so
thank you,
much. Former pharmaceutical representative who has seen the light. Thank you, Lauren, in Ohio. Let's go to Tom in Michigan. Tom, you're on the air with Adele Weiss. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So in order to get Social Security benefits that I'm getting, that I paid into it, I have to certify that I'm a small C citizen of the United States. And that brings us to the 14th Amendment, which describes a small C citizen of the United States as somebody subject to the jurisdiction and a citizen of the state. But you know, there's no way to determine in there if one is a state citizen or a United States citizen. However, in Article 2, the president, in order to be president, one has to be a citizen of the United States. It's a capital C citizen of the United States. With that as a foundation, there's a legal maxim that the lesser is always contained in the greater.
Okay, do you have a question, though, for Adele?
Yeah, I'm just questioning the whole idea that the government has somehow amended the 14th Amendment by statute in describing a citizen of the United States.
Okay, your response, Adele?
Okay, well, the American Journal of Jurisprudence, section 2689, as we have posted on our website, addresses this once again. And a U.S. citizen, a statutory U.S. citizen, the definition used by the national government, only addresses those who were born in territory belonging to the national government. There's a lot of people that want to push state issues as far as state citizenships. We don't get into those discussions. I can just say that generically we look at the term American national to say that you're a secured party to the Constitution, and that is the limit. Now, one of the things that come up about Social Security, if you look at 26 U.S.C. section 861A, you will see that Social Security benefits are listed as taxable after you reach a certain threshold. So those who are approaching this level, or age level, I should say, for retirement, if you're going to participate in that, you need to start taking that amount at the very beginning, and you keep it under the threshold so that there's no tax abilities by the government, because there's a threshold where they just don't even discuss taxation based on the smaller amount of income. But if you exceed that threshold, then they will come back to you and lawfully can do so for earning income in excess of what they determine to be retirement level of income.
How does one know what that level is?
Well, the Social Security Administration has that information, but from the last I've heard, and we don't specialize in Social Security, but I've heard the number of 25,000 is the current amount. I can't tell you that's absolutely correct, but that's the understanding that I have. But the Social Security Administration office can tell you what the threshold is, that if you're under that, there is no taxable income from that.
Now, okay, that is per year. You're talking about 25,000 per year of Social Security monies.
Correct, annually.
Okay. Okay. To the best of your knowledge, I know you're not giving any Social Security advice. Okay, let's go to Tom in Michigan. Tom in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hello. Yeah, you got me again. Yeah, I also wanted to say about the 14th Amendment, the jurisdiction, under the jurisdiction, that wouldn't necessarily apply to anchor babies. They're under the jurisdiction of their parents, not under the jurisdiction of the United States. I would say in legal contemplation was the intent of the amendment. If you could talk about that.
Well, you're talking about basically that amendment was created after the Civil War, and there were a lot of disenfranchised former slaves that did not have any citizenship, and they were granted federal citizenship. So they immediately became without, at that time there was no federal income tax. But
okay, we got to go to a break. I'm sorry, we got a 3-minute break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Adele Weiss. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. George Fry.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for teaching other people. Now, this information is brought to you because we've been lied to. That's like the answer for everything. We've been lied to. So we go out, try to find the best people to bring you the truth, the information as we see it. Now, we give no tax advice on the Power Hour program. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. This is strictly for you to evaluate. And like Adele told me yesterday, you have to drive your own car. You can't expect someone else to drive it for you. And you need to learn this information if you are considering whatever. Whatever it is, you need to have the background information. So it's important to go to the website, Weiss Paris, WEISS Paris.com, WeissParis.com, and then if you decide you want to consult with Adele Weiss, his group, then do that if you choose. And please understand that he does do consulting, and he is available to answer questions, but this is not because he doesn't have anything else to do. He wants to take phone calls. This is because that is his business, so please respect that. And how do people contact you, Adele?
Primarily by email. If we had a telephone number posted, we would never get any work done, unfortunately.
That's right, I'm sure.
We have over 250 emails a day, and most days. And so it's a huge amount of responsibility, and we have a fairly small staff. So we try to keep it so we can work while everybody's asleep, and it gives the opportunity that in the Eastern time zone all the way to the Pacific, when you wake up in the morning, your responses are right there. We try to respond within a 24-hour time window.
Wow. Excellent. And your email address is?
Bilateral, B-I-L-A-T-E-R-A-L, at gmx.com.
Okay, bilateral at gmx.com, gmx.com. Who would be the person that would, I mean, what kinds of people contact you? What are their issues? Just give us a preponderance of people. Statistically, the biggest reason that you're contacted is because?
Well, initially, we started out with a revocation of election, and this allows you to permanently exit the U.S. Tax Club. And it is the foundational starting point. But it only starts from the year in which you leave the system and does not work retroactively. In other words, if you started in 2015 and you had tax issues from 2010, 2011, and so forth, the IRS is perfectly within their rights to come and address claims of liability and try to use enforcement actions such as liens, levies, and so forth. But that leads to our second group. We basically have the ability to help certain select American nationals who want to move forward using the U.S. Tax Court as the venue, and they have to meet our strict criteria, or we can't accommodate you. And the same thing on the revocation of election. You must tell us who you are so that we don't step on this fine line of who are U.S. taxpayers and who are not. So we try to address that very clearly. One thing that really comes to the point on the revocation of election, just as a side comment, is that it's not the 16th Amendment that made Americans liable for the federal income tax. It is 26 U.S.C. 6013 G1. You made an election. And it's very clear that you may make an election. It's not an obligatory, but it's a permissive opportunity that the government extends to you under the statute law. And when you do, you've taken on the burden of all the income tax code, the statutes, the regulations, and everything. And this is why the United States Congress has basically, in 6013 G4A, allowed you to step through the exit door. Again, this is the U.S. Congress.
Interesting. Okay. When we get back from the break, I want you to give that statute again. We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back with final segment with Adele Weiss, and he'll give you the statute again. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back, and charcoal in the next hour.